The director for the study of Christianity in Africa, the Trinity Theological Seminary in Accra, the Reverend Professor Johnson Asamoah, has bemoaned the state of Christianity in the country. He said many Christian leaders operating in the country end up defrauding their followers and extorting monies from them. Reverend Professor Asamoah said such leaders use the media as a tool for deceiving their victims. He was speaking at this year's inaugural lectures of the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences, a report by Nathaniel Nati.
Over the years, the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences has organized lectures on particular topics. This year's lectures are focused on the topic Channels for Prayer and Prophetic Power, with a focus on contemporary religion and the role of the media in the transformation of Christianity in Africa. It was observed that the institutionalization of prophecy by certain Christian leaders is an act frowned upon by the Bible. The lead speaker, Reverend Professor Johnson Asamoah, advocated the practice of what he called credible Christianity. He urged Christians to be well informed so as not to fall prey to imposters.
Any movement that has great influence and potential also has charlatans who abuse it. But the mistake we make is that we take the example of Obinim and classify all pastors as being charlatans, which is not what should be. Anybody who does deliverance, the full glare of television cameras, and shows it to the world, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to help the person, or you are trying to show people how powerful you are? It's a question we must all ask. It doesn't necessarily mean that if somebody is doing that, then the person is a false prophet. It doesn't mean that. But what it means is that even a good gift can be used wrongly.
Reverend Professor Asamoah highlighted some ways these men of God use the media to increase their followership.
I think that the media must be used constructively. I think a lot of them are using it very effectively. At the same time, we have others who are abusing the media, especially those who have deliverance sessions on television. I think it's morally wrong, not even biblical. The media wants their money. So if this is what you want to do on television, as long as they have their money.
He urged the authorities and owners of media houses not to focus on profit, but scrutinize content before broadcast or publication.